So not a lot of time to waste today. It's Cocktails, Cosmo Radio, Sirius XM 109. Bob Guinea, Bachelor Bob's going to join us here in just a bit on the show. Annie Daly from Cosmopolitan Magazine. And in just about 15 seconds, Dr. Jen Berman to tell us what's coming up on Couples Therapy. Tonight, 10 East, VH1. But quickly, listen, our intern Samantha is a sweetheart. And I saw her walk in with Bachelor Bob, but I wanted to do this thing quickly with Dr. Jen because I'm excited about the show Couples Therapy, and Dr. Jen's awesome. So I said, hey, Samantha, come here. Do me a favor. Bring Bob Guinea, the Bachelor, in at like 3:06 or 3:10. She got flustered. She looked at me. She said, oh, okay, no problem, Patrick. But, and I said, what's up? You know, settle down. What's going on? She said, but I don't have a watch on. So I said, what are you going to do then, Samantha? She said, I said, grab your phone. She was like, good idea. And she ran away. Okay. Well, problem solving at its best with an intern. Sean, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
I know you're a big fan of this next person we're going to bring in. Listen, I told you when she came and sat down that this second season of Couples Therapy was going to be explosive. Well, it got off to the right start on last Wednesday. Yeah. I know you saw it.
I saw most
of the episode. So let's talk about that and also the forthcoming episode, which is tonight, VH1, Couples Therapy, 10 East. She is now the too famous Dr. Jen Berman. What's up, boo?
You are way too kind to me, Patrick. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you so much for supporting the show
Listen,
I'm honored.
It's awesome. I mean, I'm telling you right now, everybody, if you're not checking out this show, you're tripping because it got off to a great start last week. Now, there's just a couple things I want to ask you about last week, and then let's talk about what's coming up this week.
Absolutely.
I don't know if this... Well, first off, Too Short hasn't shown up yet, so I want to figure out when he's coming. But I think a lot of people are interested just because they've been in the tabloids and there's such an age difference. Courtney Stodden and Doug,
yes.
they seem to come into episode one with kind of...
With a bang.
With a bang. I don't know if I want to call it defensive, but they were kind of going at you. And what can we expect? First off, how did you react? What's your thoughts on that? And what can we expect from them moving forward?
Well, I have to say, and I talked about this actually on Access Hollywood yesterday and the day before, because I went on with them and it was a very tense interview on Monday, and they had me back to comment on the interview yesterday. I had a lot of reservations going into it, working with Courtney and Doug, because of the age difference, because she was a teenager when they married. It was something that I was very uncomfortable with. I was concerned about whether or not this man was a predator. I was concerned about her being exploited. And, you know, you see me struggle with these issues with them and with myself, wrestling with them as a therapist. And my executive producer, when I was first told that VH1 casting had put them on the show, I said, I don't know if I can work with these people. And what he said to me was, look, if at any point you feel it's not the right thing, then you can ask them to leave at any time. And you see me struggle with this, and I came very close a number of times of asking them to leave. But ultimately, the conclusion that I came to is that whether or not I agree with her marrying at 16, which I don't, and I've discussed it with her mother at length, and with Courtney and Doug, this is a legally married couple who has struggles, they're legitimate struggles, and who better to treat them and to address those issues than me.
I think it's amazing. Here's what I took from the show. How do you deal? I mean, you're a strong personality. How do you deal with all of those couples? It's not like individual therapy or even couples therapy where you're just sitting with, well, some of it is, but when you have them all in the room, like, how do you kind of ringmaster that?
You know, it is a very interesting sort of group to wrangle. This season was challenging in ways that last season was not. This is a feisty group.
Yes.
This is a group that challenge each other. They challenge me. They call each other on stuff. They're questioning me. This is a feisty group. And look, you know me. I'm a very strong personality. I've been doing therapy for 2 decades now, over 2 decades. And so I'm experienced, and I'm also, in order to do great couples therapy, you have to be willing to be aggressive and directive and say, hey, cut that out. Like, now it's time to talk about this. And that's something that I had to do a lot with this group. I had to really step in and make boundaries and direct the therapy a lot.
Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Dr. Jen. So I loved the first episode of the show. I watched a preview of tonight's episode where we get to see a glimpse into their darkest moments.
Yes.
What should we look forward to tonight? And I start actually even in this brief clip that shows Doug and Courtney Stodden opening up about their darkest moment. They actually seem like a real couple.
Yes. And I think that tonight, I'm so excited about tonight's episode because the episode one, it was a lot of drama. Yes, the drama continues, but now the real therapy begins. And I love what you just said because it's so true. This is when people start opening up. And this was a group that really, they went deep and they went fast despite the drama and the chaos. And I think people are going to be shocked that they relate to Courtney and Doug's struggles. I think that they're going to be amazed at how much they relate to everyone else. And you know, I keep saying in interviews, this is not the Courtney and Doug show. They mm-hmm. make great contributions to this show, but you know, Alex and Simon from Housewives of New York, we have, you know, Shane Lamas and Nick Ritchie of TheDirty.com, and she was on The Bachelor. We have JoJo of JoJo and Casey and his wife Tiny. We have Too Short, who comes mm-hmm. on the show tonight, and Monica. Every one of these couples has their own struggles that I think people are really going to identify with, you know, struggles with communication, struggles with jealousy, struggles with addiction. And I think that it's an amazing, amazing season. And these people, I have so much respect for the courage that this group had and how they, I mean, these are people who bore their souls. And I think there's a lot of criticism of reality TV. And look, I'm the first to jump on board and criticize. And, you know, last season when we had Angelina from Jersey Shore and Casey and Vienna from Bachelor and Bachelorette, and they talked about their experiences in this season with Simon and Alex, who came from Housewives, a lot of them had experiences with shows that were not as organic and authentic as this show.
Yeah.
This show is 100% real. I wouldn't have done it had it not been. And these are people who are so authentic and really open up about their darkest struggles. And I had dinner with a girlfriend last night, and she said to me, the thing I love about your show is that you talk about the thing that nobody talks about, and that's how imperfect people's relationships are and what their struggles are. She said people talk about, you know, they talk about addiction now. They talk about sex. They talk mm-hmm. about abortion. They talk about it, but nobody talks about their struggles. Everybody tries to act like their relationship is perfect, and this show uncovers how not perfect people's relationships are and also provides tools, and that's something I'm really proud of.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I came from my individual therapy today. I'll go to my couples therapy tonight. VH1, 10 East, 7 West. Listen, it's a great show. I think Dr. Jen does an amazing job. And this is for, I know a lot of people with relationships listen to this show and Dr. Jen's show, of course. If you're in a relationship, if you're not in a relationship, watch this show. These couples will teach you something about yourself. And I think that's important. Dr. Jen, good luck. And we'll be tuning in.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. I'm so grateful for the time you give me and for your support of the show and my work. I really appreciate you too, Sean.
It's awesome. We appreciate you, Dr. Jen. It's 10 p.m. tonight, VH1.